Ellen and Dean McCott. Good afternoon, welcome.
Thank you.
You've probably heard me say this before, but I say it to all the submitters. Thanks very much for taking the time to come in, and thanks also for putting in your submission, which we've read. You don't need to reread that out to us, but you're very welcome to speak to it and highlight your key points for us.
Okay, so can I reread our preamble on who we are so that our comment makes sense?
Well, we've already read that, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah. We have many concerns with the Land and Waterways Plan, but our main fundamental issues are, number one, the detrimental financial effect it will have on our land value. Our property is leased as a dairy support and milking platform, and when this lease is up for a renewal, the land management will be subject to change, affecting the usage and financial gains. We have worked incredibly hard to get our farm to where it is today. It is our retirement, and this land and water management plan has the ability to take this all away. Each farm needs to be assessed individually, not to use one fits all formula. As a council, you need to ensure that you have the capacity to facilitate the consenting processes and ensure that farming is not lost to bureaucracy. with the statement, water is a treasure house and we all have a collective responsibility to look after it now and into the future. We agree wholeheartedly with this, but we find it's a direct contradiction when you are condoning the use of 1080 poison. Tourism is one of our key revenues, our country's key revenue, sorry, and we are subjecting tourists and our own people to drop zones of 1080 poison in our national parks. After there has been a drop, sweepers are used to clear tracks of any obvious pellets, and without substantial rain, the residue can last up to 5 days. We are concerned about the harm it has to humans. It is designed to kill animals, and ultimately, what harm does it have to our children, future generations, pregnant mothers? The word intensive. We'd like a fine, definitive. The word intensive defined is used broadly throughout the Water and Land Plan, and it affects us greatly with grazing. This is Rule 25, cultivating on sloping ground. A huge percentage of our farm is sloping ground. Our business is dairy support and milking platform. Future development is paramount to the economy of our business. Please, we'd also like the mechanical cultivation defined, and this ruling needs to be done by farm in a discretionary and common sense manner. We feel everyone has to be accountable, urban and industrial, plus the rural. We have looked after our waterways and land, and we feel that we are environmentalists and good common sense farmers. Recently, it has been highlighted in the press about in the City Council and Environment Southlands. It was highlighted Dirty Little Secrets. So we all need to be on the same level platform here. 3 months ago, we phoned Environment Southland in regards to blanket spraying that's been happening in our area on the roadside waterways and culverts. A week later, the response was that the District Council had permitted activity to do this. So we need to have a balance here that it's, if it's good for one, it's good for the other. If we have to clean up our waterways, so does everyone else. We also feel negativity and anxiety that this plan may result in will have a huge burden on farmers' health and financial viabilities.
Sorry, did you want to add?
Well, not really, no, I'll just probably lose it. So okay. we'll go back to the comments we want to get from you guys.
Yeah, we'll see if we have any questions for you. Just before I hand over to the panel, in terms of the issue of 1080, you may not be aware that central government's released some regulations. They're called the Resource Management Exemption Regulations 2017, and they have those regulations say that sodium fluoroacetate, which is the key ingredient in 1080, is no longer controlled by the Resource Management Act. So it's not something that this plan can deal with.
So they're telling you what to do pretty well then, aren't they?
They always tell local government what to do, that's it.
Yeah, so why don't you guys say that, you know, it's not right, everybody's got to do their bit.
I'm not interested in a debate on this, I'm just telling you what the situation is.
So.
We can't deal with that issue in this plan. That's the end of the story. So I'll see if we have any other questions for you, Murray.
Thank you. Yes, I wanted to ask about the cultivation on sloping ground and your view on buffers and what constitutes a reasonable buffer between a winter grazed area and a stream and the relationship to slope as far as that's concerned.
We've got most of our blocks got right period planting anyway, so it doesn't really affect our sloping ground.
Mm.
We've got ponds at the bottom. And we've already done that.
Right. Okay. So is that 3 metres or 5 metres, or does it vary?
Oh, it's about 5 metres at least on both sides, and we've got trees planted on both sides, you know.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And you asked about the definition of mechanical cultivation. What do you think that should be?
Well, I don't know what it is, really. Mechanical cultivation. What is it? Like, we're not going to be able to go and do that on our 20% slopes now, are we? Get in there and rip it up, and is that what you call mechanical?
Well, I was just interested to see whether you had a view, because you commented on that. But if you're leaving it up to the council to decide, then, you know, I'm saying it would be good to get some feedback from people as to give us some guidance if it needs to be changed at all.
Yeah, well, we've done all that.
So does it mean ploughing? Does it mean harrowing? Does it mean spray and pray? Does it mean direct drill, that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, a lot of our hilly country is rocky, so it's all direct drill.
Mm.
So it's sprayed, and then a few days later it's direct drill.
Right.
So you're not getting that runoff.
Yeah.
Okay. Overall.
But we still need to have the ability to be able to develop.
Yeah, and go back, like you in your plan there, you're saying that we're not allowed to go back and rip it up. 5 years.
Mm.
Well, and we're so wet in that, it's the grass is going to be bugging, and you won't be able to. Dairy farmers won't want to put stock on it.
So how often do you need to do that then?
At least to be done every five years.
Okay.
Put new grass in.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. That's helpful. Thanks very much.
No questions from me. Thank you.
Chairman, if I may, through you to the officer, we've got definitions for cultivation and mechanical cultivation. I'm just wondering whether we need to clarify that, and in terms of spraying and pray as well, whether it's actually clear enough. through the glossary. Thank you.
And reply.
We are attending
to that. Don't reply, I mean deal with it and reply.
Yes, in our reply report we are addressing that.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I think you've made your points clear and I understand them, so thank you very much.
And yeah, I've got further questions, but we've had a lot of submitters that make the point that you do need to cultivate the steeper ground in terms of regular regrassing rotation, and we understand the need and the reasons for that, so that's an issue we'll be looking at.
That's great.
We certainly don't want to cut across sensible farming practices.